This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Merz arrived at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad early this morning. German Chancellor is on a two-day official visit to India, beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram today and participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Selected participants will make their final presentations to the Prime Minister across 10 thematic tracks sharing youth-led perspectives and actionable ideas on key areas of national importance. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch PSLV C62/EOSN1 mission at 10:17 a.m. today from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. More on this from our correspondent.
This mission will mark the 64th flight of PSLV, India's most reliable and successful launch vehicle. The mission is being carried out by New Space India Limited and represents the 9th dedicated commercial mission to build and launch an Earth observation satellite, along with the primary payload EOSN-1 or Anvesha satellite. The rocket will also deploy 15 co-passenger satellites from both Indian and international customers. Developed by Defence Research and Development Organisation, Anvesha satellite is designed to provide cutting-edge imaging capabilities, enabling India to map enemy positions with pinpoint accuracy. Beyond the strategic payload, this mission is historic for another reason. India's private space sector is stepping into the limelight. For the first time, a single Indian private company, Dhruva Space, based in Hyderabad, is contributing 7 satellites to the mission. Ashish Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has called for international cooperation to support developing countries in scaling up renewable energy capacity without compromising development aspirations. Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi made the remarks at 16th IRENA Assembly in Abu Dhabi, UAE yesterday. The minister noted that the global energy transition will require unprecedented investment and cooperation. Mr. Joshi stated that India stands ready to share its experience, institutions and technical expertise and to work closely with all member countries.
260 gigawatt is our installed renewable energy sources. 5 years ahead of the schedule. We are supposed to do it by 2030. We have done it in 2025. More than 2.6 million households we have connected rooftop within just 2 years. These are the unprecedented growth which India has achieved.
The death toll in the crackdown on nationwide protests in Iran spiked to 538 people. A US-based human rights activists news agency said of those killed, 490 are protesters and 48 are members of the security forces, warning the toll is likely to go up. The agency also said over 10,600 people have been detained. With the internet down in Iran and phone lines cut off, gauging the demonstrations from abroad has grown more difficult. Iranian government has not offered any overall casualty figures for the demonstrations. In men's ODI cricket, in men's cricket, hosts India defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the first ODI of the 3-match series at Vadodara, Gujarat last night. Chasing a target of 301 runs, India scored 306 for 6 in 49 overs. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants beat Delhi Capitals by 4 runs in Navi Mumbai. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants posted 209 for the loss of 10 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.